Today's daf is Maseches Eruvin daf Lamed. Back to analyzing the Mishnah Amud Beis. There's a halacha that an eruv may be established for a kohen in a cemetery. Despite the Torah prohibition for a kohen to enter a cemetery, we're allowed to do this. How does it work in that case? A braisa teaches that the kohen can enter the cemetery with a chatzitza, with a, something dividing between him and the ground, of a shida teva migdal, a carriage, a crate, or a cupboard. These objects cannot become tame because of their size. They're very, very large. Rashi says 40 saw. So anything inside of the crate remains pure. So we see from here that Rabbi Yehuda, who was the Baal Meimra, who was the author of the Mishnah, holds that an ohel zaruk is an ohel. This moving tent is considered a proper bubble, if you want to call it, a tent that separates between the individual who's inside, the kohen is inside, and the ground, which has the bodies buried there. So the Gemara goes on to explain that the status of an ohel zaruk is really subject to machlokas tanaim. This is a Gemara in Gittin Dav Ches, and also Nazir's discussion, which is discussing going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, also known as Eretz Ha'amim, the land of the nations, which conveys, says the Gemara there, Toma Midrabanan. The reason for this, a number of reasons, but the main one is unmarked graves. A person leaves Eretz Yisrael, goes to these places, person is a Kohen, may get into trouble for going in an area where they wouldn't know there's graves there, and they go there. So says the Gemara there, if one crossed the border in a container, Rebbe says one is Tameh, because Ohel Zaruk loves Shmei Ohel. That's if that is a you're inside of this container that's portable, it doesn't work when it's zaruk, and you become tame. It doesn't serve as this divider. Rabbi Yossi says one is tahor because it's an ohel, and therefore Rabbi Yossi holds ohel zaruk shmei ol. It does work as well. So in Parshas Chukas, just to take one step back, we're told of three ways to come in contract tumas mace. One is touching. Touching a dead body, a corpse. What second one is moving a corpse. The third is tumas ol. The classic case of tumas ol is being under the same roof, same ol as a corpse. The Mishnayos have two other scenarios: being the individual is ma'ahil themselves, which means they sort of bring their body to serve as a cover over the dead body, or that the body is ma'ahil over the individual. Halach l'moshe misinai is that all of this is true so long as there's no barrier between the person and the corpse. Once you have another ohel around the person or the mace, either one, so the principle of chatzitza, the principle of having a border, something dividing between the individual or the body and the individual, that kicks in and allows a person to remain tahor. This is the background to this debate about this ohel zaruk, this portable tent. So what exactly is this ohel zaruk? It's come tosos at the bottom of a base, and it says, we're not talking about a flying car. We're not talking about a flying box in the air. This ohel is stationary. And if it would actually have been moving, it would not work, even according to Rabbi Yossi, based on a Mishnah and Oholos. The Mishnah and Oholos in Parachas of Mishnah Hay says that if you're on a roof and there's a mace on the ground, there's a corpse on the ground below, you stick your head out over the ground directly above that where that body's lying, but there's a talus flapping and flying in the wind, blocking your path. And the other case is a bird. So says the Mishnah there, that flapping sheet, that flapping talus in the wind, does not block you between, does not block the space between your head, your body, and the body on the ground. So all fine and good for Tosos on that part, but how could an ohel munach be called stationary if our Gemara calls it a zaruk? Tosos is saying it's staying, it's not going anywhere. So we get to learn another marshat the second day in a row. Who often, as Halacha commentary analyzes Tosos, he explains that Tosos is using the term munach in contrast to porech ba'avir, that it's moving but it's attached to the ground at all times. Not a plane, maybe a car. Those the Rambam Hilchos Tumas makes in Perek Yud Aleph describes this box as porech ba'avir, and this plane flying through the air is not considered an oil. Like Rebbe taught, Rabbi Yossi would say, flying oil is an oil. There's a third sheet of Rabbeinu Chananel in the Rashba. This container is actually not moving and is zaruk because of its potential. Let's analyze this with halacha l'maisa. You're in your car with Mr. Cohen. You drive under a tunnel overpass. The car next to you is carrying a coffin. Does he become tame? For the Rambam, it's not in the air, so it's a good oil. This is of course, the case of if the car is actually blocking. For Tosos, is a classic oil zaruk, which is machlokas Rabbi Rabbi Yossi. Most Rishonim side with Rebbe, except for the Shas Chuvas Rashba. There'll also be similar questions driving past the cemetery. Maybe difference between Jewish and Gentile under a tree. And lastly, Kohanim going on plane, which is all Zara, according to all opinions. Even if we say it isn't all, there could be a body on the plane. For this reason, New York, Kohanim are advised to fly to Newark rather than JFK.